Talking to Sarah Steelman, you know, there are all kinds of reports, all kinds of rumors you're going to be getting into the race. Let's hear it from you. Are you going to get into the race for the U.S. Senate?
You know, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it very closely.
Still looking at it. What's it going to take to get you to cross the Rubicon, so to speak?
Well, I'm talking and listening to people, and I'm pretty frustrated with what's going on in Washington, and I think we need to head in a new direction. Yeah, I think the old ways of Washington, of spending money, have gotten us into this economic disaster that we're in, and I think we need to look at some new ways of doing business. So I feel very passionately about the fact that we need to fix the economy in a way that's going to work.
Is Roy Blunt part of that Washington culture?
You know, Roy and others have been up there for quite a while, and you know, when you look over the last 8 years of Congress and their history, and the last couple years of a democratically controlled Congress, it's really, they're really doing the same thing. It's just that at some point Republicans were in the majority, and now Democrats are in the majority, and we found those solutions do not work. They have created this economic disaster that we're in, and we need to get in there and have some real change.
That sounds like somebody who really is going to get into the race.
No, I'm looking at it. I'm thinking about it. I, as I said, I'm out there talking to people. It's important to hear what's on people's minds. And I'll tell you, what is on people's minds is the fact that they're losing their jobs, they're losing their income, they're losing their retirement savings, their pensions. We've got a disaster on our hands, and we have got to get in there and restore our belief in our institutions. I believe that Congress has taken our institutions and run them into the ground. There's no credibility in the markets. There's no credibility in some of the, like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, because of the politicizing of those institutions and the fact that there's too much of a cozy relationship between Congress and lobbyists and what's, you know, where that money is being spent. And I just don't think it's right for government to choose the winners and losers in our economy. I don't think it's right to reward businesses and people who have made bad decisions. I think we need to head in a different direction.
Roy Blunt was one of the people who was pushing the original TARP package. It hasn't worked out so well. Would that, do you think that's going to be, whether it's you using it or Robin Carnahan using it, do you think that's going to be a campaign issue?
Well, I thought the bailout vote was a disaster when it happened. I couldn't understand why Republicans were supporting that. And I don't think they understood why they were supporting it. They didn't know how it was going to work. They didn't know how much money was going to be involved. They don't know how it's being spent today. What are they doing? I think that's what people are asking them. You know, the public is asking, what are you guys doing up there? We want some accountability. We want some transparency. We want to know where our taxpayer dollars are going. And whether it's Republicans or Democrats, that needs to be the message. They should be responsive to the taxpayers of this country.
Do you feel, today's Lincoln days, you've been slighted in any way? It seems reminiscent of the convention in some way, in which everybody was jumping on the Kenny Hulshof bandwagon. And we had a very close election, close primary. Right now, it's all, hey, let's all get behind Roy Blunt. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of people come to me and say, hey, you know, we were with Kenny Hulshof, but this time, you know, if you run, we're going to be with you.
When do you think you'll have a decision?
Whenever.
You've been to Washington a couple of times to talk to people there. What's the reaction you're getting from folks? Who have you spoken to? I'm guessing different organizations, obviously, that think you better represent what they stand for.
Yeah, I've been talking to some groups that some ideological groups that represent a more fiscal conservatism, you know, that's what I stood for in my race for governor. I was saying these things, you know, months ago, before the collapse of the economy and the market, and it's all come to fruition now, unfortunately. So. I'm interested in making sure we get on the right track. And, you know, let me say this about the question that you asked earlier. I've been a Republican all my life. I believe in the Reagan Republican principles that revived an economy in the 80s when he took over from Carter. I think we need to get back to those principles as a party. And I love the party. And I want to make sure that we survive and that we grow and we get bigger and we attract more people, because I believe those are the principles that are best for individuals in this country and that will allow them to succeed and do their best instead of government allocating money out to people and deciding who's going to win and who's going to lose.
We'll watch. Still not ready to announce, huh?
You know, we've had this conversation before sometime.
Thanks,
you'll be the first to know.